Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord, friends. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I know he's the one that called me to preach this gospel. Yes. I want to invite you to join with me as we have a lunch and dinner around the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is meant to be the sweetest thing that we can consume. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." With the natural bread, we feed our bodies, but with the Word of God, you feed your spirit. My friend, you must make sure that should this vessel of clay you are living in fall to the ground, that at such a time your spirit is healthy, wealthy, and wise through the blood of his Son to inherit God's eternal promises. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." It's available for everyone who would believe. Today I want us to feast on casting all your cares upon him. Yes, we're talking about casting all your cares upon God in these times we are living in. I can imagine someone asking, "How can I do that in the United States when things are so volatile? How can I do that when things are changing so rapidly? How can I do that when things are so explosive?" Let me calm you down by saying that the God you are trusting in is not caught in the midst of this challenging situation. No, no. The God you are trusting in is not limited to this challenging situation. He is not taken by these situations by surprise. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. In Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2, the Bible declares, "Thus said the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things are mine and made, and those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and tremble at my word." Woe. God is saying, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. You can't build me nothing to live in. You know, it's like Solomon when he built the great temple for God in the book of Kings. And he went before God in prayer. He said, "Lord, how can we build you a temple for you to dwell in?" You know, men take pride in the great buildings they have built and all the luxurious places they have established for comfort and luxury. But those things are not enough to invite God, the Almighty God, to come and dwell in him. No, to come and dwell in those things. God says, "The man that I will look to is a man who is poor and of a contrite spirit and tremble at my word." It is what we do with the Word of God today. And today I'm coming to you with a word, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Join with me as we go in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And I want to ask you, a Christian all around this tri-state area, amen, if you're hearing this broadcast, join in the name of Jesus. We can connect in faith. And I want to release an anointing upon you in Jesus' name. You know, the anointing does not know any distance. The anointing does not know any geographical distance nor condition. If we agree and come in prayer, God will work. Even time cannot stop it from working as long as we agree. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every power of darkness, Lord, that will hinder anyone who's listening and opening their heart today. I speak peace into the heart of everyone who's listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You said in your word, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I pray if there's anyone, Lord, listening today who is restless and worried about the situation that they're facing this country, that their heart will come to rest, knowing that they can trust in God to bring them through. And even as they seek your face and pray, great power will be released in the name of Jesus, and Satan's works will be destroyed. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't it great to know that God, the God we serve, has his throne in a place where no man can reach? The only way you can get to God's throne is by invitation. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about. It's an invitation to sinners to get born again and come into Jesus Christ so that they can have a good welcome at the throne of God. Amen. I believe that at this moment, God's throne is at the outer edge of this universe. This is just my belief. I've been looking at the Bible and different things. This is not doctrine. It's just my belief. I believe it is so far away that no man would never be able to make a space vehicle that can get there. Also, the universe is expanding at the speed of light, which makes it absolutely impossible for any man to catch up with the universe expansion in a lifetime. So we'll not be able to get to heaven by any of our own doings. The only way you can get to heaven, my friend, is by invitation. God has to take you there. I heard someone said the other day that the next great scientific project is to get to Mars. And though I support such exploration, these are only feeble effort to explore God's super gigantic universe. My friend, the universe is huge. And the God who made it is much, much, much more greater. This universe was not, or is not, or the earth is not the product of some Big Bang theory. This universe is a product of, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, and God said. It is a product of what God says. Amen. When we understand that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ exists and operates beyond the limit of our challenges, we can cast our cares upon him. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. In the New International Version, it says, to the elders among you, and I encourage you to have a pen and a piece of paper and something and write down these scriptures so that you can study them for yourself. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, and I have a special prayer. I want to pray at the end of this broadcast because while interceding today, the Lord put some things in my heart to pray for. People having hallucinations, demonic disturbances. I'm going to come against it in the name of Jesus, and you come in agreement with me and break those things off you in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Peter is writing to the saints, to this person. This is what he says. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them. Not because you must, but because you are willing. As God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gains, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that never fades away. Hallelujah. In the same way, you are younger, submit yourself to your elder. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Powerful words. God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and he will lift you up in due time. This is our verse. Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The King James Version says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Maybe you'll be going through a period of intense worry and care today. God's word to you is, cast it upon me. Amen. Peter continuing verse 8 says, be alert and sober in your mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same suffering. Verse 10 says, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Amen again. To say amen is correct. Peter was writing this letter to the Hebrew Christians with a wider application to all believers at a time when they were going through much trials. He is giving them instructions on how they ought to rest in God in the most extreme of trials. Sometimes people tell us to trust in God, but we wonder if they are giving us lip service. But this was not lip service from Peter, because he had exercised this act of casting his care upon God in difficult situation. We read in Acts chapter 12, where Herod the king had seized Peter with the express intention of beheading him. But the very night before Peter was supposed to be killed, an angel appeared and delivered Peter. You would read the old story in Acts chapter 12. What is of great credit to Peter in this story was that even though he was hours away from what was supposed to be his beheading, he was sound asleep. Read the story in Acts chapter 12. Would you be sound asleep if you know that you are going to be beheaded tomorrow? You see that in Acts chapter 12, where the Bible says in verses 6 and 7. Let's read that just for explanation and clarity. The Bible says, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chains fell off his hand. Amen. You can read the rest of the story. We don't have time for that now. But what I want you to see is that Peter was sound asleep. He was so sound asleep that the angel had to give him a good hunch, maybe an elbow, to wake him from his sleep. Amen. He said to Peter, arise up quickly. Amen. It is this Peter that tells us to cast our care upon the Lord. He's saying that everything is going to be the way God wants it to be if we are trusting in the Lord, and he will bring us out of it. Amen. It says, as long as you trust in the Lord will be with you, and he will carry us through so that you will come out better than the way you went in. The Lord, our God, we're talking about casting your cares upon him. The Lord, our God, will only be able to carry the cares you cast upon him. It is said that some people, on reaching the church, leave their cares at the church door. Enter the church, lift up their hands to the Lord, but on leaving the church, take up their care and leave with them. I'm in no way advocating that the physical church is what helps you. But when believers come together, saints, the Holy Spirit of God comes among us to minister to us. I'm saying, when we come together, the Holy Spirit of God comes among us to minister to us. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Here are some things I want to encourage you to do in an effort to cast your cares upon God. Learn to pray with confidence as you cast your care upon him. Quite often in a time of intense trial, our ability to pray seems to be hijacked by worry and fear. This can be real. I know what it is to have a gut feeling of, you know, care. Amen. The way to overcome that feeling is to step out beyond feeling into God's word. I mean, you may have gotten a bad health news. You may have gotten a bad family news. You may have gotten some bad financial news. You may have gotten some bad legal news or something else that is bad, but do not keep your lips closed. Pray to God in the simplest way you can and ask Him to carry it for you. Yes, I say again. Pray to God in the simplest way you can and ask Him to carry it for you, and He will. Yes, He will. Amen. Say this, Lord, I cast my care upon you, and I thank you for taking it from me. You may need to say that same prayer 1,000 times, but in such times, prayer hasn't got to be many words, but simply an affirmation of trust in God. I may say that again. In that time of difficulty, you may have to say the same prayer. Lord, I cast my care upon you. Heal my heart. Say that 1,000 times, and God will comfort your heart. Sometimes that's the way you've got to fight. Persistent declaration of what you have from God in Jesus' name. Amen. So you have to learn to pray strong and use your words, even though things are against you in a difficult time, as you cast your care upon Him. Secondly, learn to use God's word as your support. Without the word of God, you wouldn't have the foundation for faith. I would like to say much about that, but in another broadcast, we're going to be dealing with it. And that's the reason why I ask you to write down these scriptures is so you can have something to go and read over and meditate on and talk to the Lord. Amen. So first, you have to learn to pray steadfastly, simple prayers in times of trouble, putting your trust in God. Secondly, you have to let the word of God be your support. Amen. Thirdly, learn to connect the people of life faith. That's very important. Here is where being in the family of God and belonging to the church pays rich benefits, rich dividends. In the fourth chapter of my first book, Walking in the Light, I deal with this topic. The topic is the local church is an exciting place to go. People need to know how important the local church is. In this book, I share some benefits of being in the local church. You can obtain this book for a contribution of $20 to this radio ministry. And let me encourage you at this point to make a contribution to this radio ministry. We want this word to go out throughout this state, and we would like to have it every day of the week on the broadcast. We like to have the word of God going out, so be encouraged to help us do so. Amen. And we want to take this word to other states in the name of Jesus. But you will not be able to attain the excellent work God asks for you to do on this planet without proper connection to the local church. Can I say that for your benefit again? You will not be able to attain to the excellent work God, work or walk, any one of the two or both of them, God asks for you on this planet without proper connection to your local church. Jesus has set it up that way, and He knows what is best. Amen. If you read carefully the verses of scripture we read earlier, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 10, you will see where Peter is admonishing for a working relationship to be established between the elders, who are in this case the pastors, and those who are younger, who in this case are the members of the church. They must work together. As you work together with the family of believers in the local church, great power will be released to overcome the powers of darkness. It is in this atmosphere that Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same suffering." I believe that the family of believers, the saints, those who are born again, know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, is God's greatest force on this planet. We have power to defeat Satan, preach deliverance to the dying world, But we will be hindered from doing it effectively if we do not learn to cast our care on the Lord. That's what we're talking about today, my friends. Casting all your care on the Lord. Learning to use the resources God has given you in times of trouble and tests so that His mighty power can come flowing through your life. Amen. God has placed some things in my heart to pray for today. I want to pray for you if you're having hallucinations, always expecting or claiming to see something or someone that is not there. If that is happening to you, I want to come against all fear, worry, suicidal thoughts, all voices in the name of Jesus. As always, I will declare I'm not a medical doctor. I do not profess to be one. I'm a preacher of faith in God's word. And I want you to exercise your faith and believe with me as I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And if you're believing for some other member of your family, join in. For God is able to use you as a proxy to get someone delivered from the powers of darkness. Agree with me while I pray right now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, Son, the Son of God, on the authority of the Word of God, in Jesus' name and through the power of the Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, through the blood of the Lamb, I take authority over every demon plaguing any listener. Satan, I break your hold in Jesus' name. I claim freedom for the people from every hallucinating devil, every evil spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of bondage, every spirit of suicide, every spirit of darkness, every work of oppression. I command you, devils, to loose the people who are listening and believing in Jesus' name. For the word says He sent His word and healed them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God has placed it in my heart to pray for those things while I was in prayer today. And your response must be, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Friend, I want to encourage you to be a destiny partner with us on this broadcast. A destiny partner will make a monthly contribution to keep this good word of the Lord coming your way. You may write us at Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Again, Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may give by means of the Cash App. Yes, download the Cash App and give using the code Healing and Miracle. Healing and Miracle with no spaces between. You can also give by Zelle using the phone number 917-603-3634. Again, 917-603-3634. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Again, myjesusheals@outlook.com. If you're not born again, put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And find a church. Amen. And go to this coming weekend as the churches are opening and lift up your hands and praise the God of your salvation. Again, our address is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Amen. It's a great joy to be with you on this program. And remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And give Him thanks and praise for everything He does for you. And don't forget to write us and share your testimony. Amen. Send your testimony that we may know what the Lord is doing in your life. Again, the address is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Until the next broadcast, blessings to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.